Louisiana is the incarceration capital of the world. That means more families in Louisiana have a loved one behind bars than in any other place. This is Unprisoned. I'm Eve Abrams. I wanted to find out what it's like having a family member behind bars or under the constant anxiety of being put there. And then I met Courtney Williams.
It was in my communications class, and I wasn't really interested in his class that day because I knew later that day me and my coworkers were gonna meet up and have a big old kickball tournament.
This is Courtney. She's 22, a New Orleans native, and a student at Xavier University. She wants to be a radio host one day. I'd gone to Courtney's class to play audio stories about incarceration, but like she said, at first it didn't click.
I had other things on my mind and I wasn't thinking about, I know all these jail questions, and I look out the window and I see Orleans Parish Prison, you know, right across the street from my campus. So by the end of the class, I was like, why didn't I pay attention earlier? And of course, you walked up to me and said that you were really intrigued by my knowledge about the system.
And did you want to do some recording?
Yeah, and then I want to do some recording, of course. Who's going to say no?
Courtney knows a lot about jail and court and the district attorney. Her family's been through a lot. Many family members, mostly men, have been put in jail. Take her brother, for example.
My brother missed my high school graduation because of the night before my graduation, he went to jail. My brother missed my birthday dinner because that day, actually, he went to jail. My brother missed his own birthday dinner because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So all these times when he ended up going to jail, were charges pressed or did he just get taken to jail?
The charges would be pressed and it would have a bond posted. Then the charges would get dropped because there was no evidence.
Courtney's Black, and according to the Vera Institute of Justice and Mayor Landrieu's office, here in New Orleans, 85% of the people detained in jail are Black. That's well above the city's Black population, which is about 60%. Courtney and I talked about who in her family she should interview, about the ways the criminal justice system affects family. Right away, she chose Troylyn Robertson, who fought for her son in court and now, since his release from prison, is helping him re-enter society. Troylyn is Courtney's aunt, but ever since she was a little kid, Courtney's called her Ma.
How does it affect the parents when the children keep going to jail?
Me personally, I had to find a place where I can be stronger. So I had to go back to things that I seen and heard with my belief biblical-wise and what I have seen history-wise with African-American people, mostly with slavery. And the woman had to be stronger to be able to withstand or to be able to help. Sometimes it's a hurting place to be, and you can't do nothing with that but to either break or be stronger.
When you start having that thought in your mind that my child may go to jail, what would you tell your child?
Whether, you know, we want to say it or not, most time with moms, especially Black moms, when we have male children, we already know what the world is preparing them for. They got a whole judicial system just for them. So we start trying to prepare our children not to head in that direction. So we do investment. I invest my love into them.
But that wasn't enough to stop her sons from going to jail. Troylyn's younger son, Corey Johnson, that's Courtney's cousin, served 3 years, the final one in Angola, on a drug charge, something Courtney and her family strongly maintained he did not do. This wasn't Corey's first drug charge.
The first time he got caught with, I think they say he got caught with a piece of rock, and the second time it was a residue of cocaine. And my thing was, well, they say you had it, plead guilty.
But in 2010, Corey was outside his house in Central City, and the police ordered him, his brother, and two friends up on the police car. Troylyn saw the police frisk them and then throw her son in the car. They later claimed Corey had drugs on him. So this time, Troylyn couldn't tell Corey to plead guilty, because this time, she knew he didn't do anything.
You know, when you look at a young man going to jail at the age of 22, 23 years old, how do you tell your son that there is justice in the world when you haven't experienced or seen it?
Yeah.
when you can go to jail for something you didn't do.
Troilon fought hard for her son, both before and after his conviction. But to do that, she had to learn a tremendous amount about the justice system. I asked Courtney about it.
You said in the beginning, she didn't really know any of
that stuff. Yeah, she knew the basics, you know, but not into the depth that she knows now. And she had to teach herself. She actually went to classes.
What classes?
A criminal justice class to teach herself how to deal with the system and learn laws about the system.
Was this before Corey was incarcerated or after?
This was after he went to jail because she was just so tired of sitting in a courtroom feeling stupid, so to say.
So Troilon did some research and learned the DA held a criminal justice class open to the public.
To know the workings of the district attorney office, DA Kinazara, asked everyone to stand up and introduce themselves. So what I did was when I stood up and introduced myself, I told him that my name was Troilon Robinson. I was the mother of Conroy and Corey Johnson, that my two sons was convicted into the judicial system, and I was the mother that sued the district attorney office, including him, for the right to my son's public records. I sued because I just felt like I wasn't getting any justice.
During her son Corey's trial, Troilon kept noticing something. Here's what she told Courtney.
I just found it very strange that nobody else was seeing the pink elephant in the room when I was sitting there watching my child go through it, but yet I would look around and I seen myself in the mirror through other people going through the same thing with their loved ones. It can't just be me when they have people that look like me going through the same experience and still not getting no justice.
So let's just be really clear. What's that pink elephant that she's talking about?
That pink elephant is she sees that mother or, you know, that aunt, that grandmother sitting next to her, fighting for their son, their nephew, their cousin.
And that grandmother, mother, they're also black.
Like, yeah, they're black. Just like their loved ones, they're black. And it's like, why is it just us? It's a frustration. Why are we the ones only sitting in this courtroom wearing the orange? Why are we the only ones?
So how did it feel asking your Aunt Troilon to talk about all of this?
It's not a secret within our family. We try to make sure that even like the younger cousins, we try to let them know what's going on within the family and just make it known on how to live in this world. You know, being a young black boy, how to keep yourself out of trouble. You know, be careful, be smart, be mindful. Think about what you're doing before you do it. You have to have knowledge within yourself to know that you are a black man in America.
Courtney finds herself giving this advice all the time to the black males in her life. But this is something that affects everyone in her family. And she needs guidance too.
With everything that you went through with your children, what is any advice that you would give me if I had any kids?
I would tell you, when you have them, you know, the first thing that will initially come to mind is love and protection. But I would tell you, even with the protection, to raise them with knowledge of the judicial system. You know, we always tell our kids about the boogeyman, the bad people, who to watch out for. But we don't teach them how to watch out for the judicial system.
Unprisoned is brought to you by WWNO and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Winecoat Foundation. Unprisoned's theme music is by Greg Schatz. Our editor is Vicki Merrick. Learn more about Unprisoned at WWNO.org and Facebook.com/Unprisoned. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
This is Unprisoned, and I'm Courtney Williams.
And I'm Eva Abrams.